Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. Welcome to our podcast. A little warning before this one. This isn't the usual fun-filled, innuendo-laden, downright filthy laugh riot that you kind of expect from us. This whole podcast is a very special call that we took a few days ago. And some of you may find this too upsetting to listen to. I'm not even doing a piece now. This is genuinely, you might find it too upsetting to listen to. You possibly heard it live, or maybe you even read about it in the newspapers. It got in the newspapers, but we took a call, Catherine and myself took a call from a guy called Chris, who was struggling with life to the point where he wanted to end his life. And he called us after he had taken an overdose. We ummed and ahed for ages about whether we should put this out as a podcast or not. We didn't want to exploit him. And I certainly don't think this is exploitative of him in any way whatsoever. I think actually it's a really important message that if things get so painful, or if things get so sad that it becomes painful, you can talk to someone. You should talk to someone, whether it's me and Kath just happen to be there, or the Samaritans, or your mum, or a priest, or a doctor, or a therapist, or your sister, or whoever it may be. It's really important to talk to people. There is nothing is so bad that it can't be fixed one way or another. So basically what you're going to hear Chris's call. Chris phoned up after he'd taken an overdose, and I did my very best to keep him talking to me and also to establish where he was. And you will hear Catherine kind of going back and forth from our studio into the other studio where she was speaking to emergency services on the old 999 and giving them all the details as and when we got them. I wouldn't let my kids listen to this episode. It's totally your call, really, but it is bleak, it is grim, but it's real. So have a listen to this. I will just put out the number for Samaritans, as always, because they're great. 116-123. If you know anything you hear here kind of upsets you or reminds you of you or someone else, then 116-123.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, can you hear me?
Not really.
Well. I'm not in a very good position, I think. Is it just to sweep things up?
I can't hear what you're saying, man. Are you on speaker?
No, I'm just plugged into my ears. I'm going to take the sweeper. Hold on.
Hang on, go on.
Okay, is that better?
There we go, that's better. Now we can hear you. Yes, man, what you got for us?
Just wanted to bring in, because I know you have been affecting for a time.
Yes.
So they might well. I don't know, but I suffer from PTSD.
Yeah.
And just general depression, and I've taken an overdose, but I don't know if it's enough to kill me.
When did you do that?
Oh, about an hour ago.
Whoa! Whoa, an hour ago?
Yeah, something like that.
What did you take, man?
As I know, there's a mixture. Mirtazapine.
Okay, well, right, okay. Well, I know for a fact because my doctor told me mirtazapine ain't going to kill you, okay? How much mirtazapine did you take, though?
My supply was due to a night.
Right. What else What else did you take an hour ago? So you took some mirtazapine.
I've got the boxes down here. Hold on 1 second.
Tell me everything you took, man. There's no rush.
Okay. I can't find it.
All right.
Sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Where are you? Because I can hear. I heard someone in the background. Where are you?
I'm in Plymouth.
Near Plymouth. Who's that in the background? Is that a friend of yours?
No, it's somebody coming out of the club.
Right. You're near a club?
Yeah, I'm near a club. Yeah.
What club are you near?
Revolution, maybe.
Revolution?
Revolution seems to be a lot of people around here.
Is the club called Revolution?
I think so.
And is it in Plymouth? What town are you in?
Did you not hear what I said in the first place? I mean, Plymouth.
You're in Plymouth. I thought you said near Plymouth. Cass,
right, I got it, yep.
Okay. Okay.
Derry's Cross, is that right?
Derry's Cross?
Derry's,
Derry's Cross.
I'm sorry about that.
Don't worry. Hey, no. Derry's Cross is the name of the place. I'm not very cross. Go on. Do you want to die, Chris?
I really want to discuss it with you.
Good. I'm glad you want to discuss it. I need to ask you a question. Do you normally speak with a slight slurring of your voice? Have you got an issue that causes you to slur a little bit?
I probably can't walk straight. I'm sitting down.
But normally, if you hadn't taken these pills, would you be speaking normally?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. Do you know what street you're on? Can you look and see if there's a street sign?
No, I can't see it.
Well, I really want you to have a look. I really want you to have a look and see if there's a street sign.
I can't see one. Ian.
All right. What are you wearing, Chris?
Just a black jacket and...
Black jacket?
Blue trousers.
Blue trousers? Are they blue jeans?
No, they're for sports.
Blue, like tracksuit trousers or smart trousers?
No, the equivalent to tracksuit trousers.
Right. What colour shoes you got on, man? I'm keen to know your fashion. What colour shoes you got on?
I've got a black pair of canvas shoes.
Black canvas shoes on?
Yeah.
Make sure Kath gets all of this, please. It'd be really, really helpful, man, if you could... What can you see? What can you see from where you are?
Just lots and lots of asses.
Lots of?
Sorry?
What can you see, man?
I don't worry. I don't.
Chris?
I don't.
Chris, yeah. Stay with me, man.
Yeah.
Stay with me, brother. Is there anybody there with you? Can you see anybody nearby?
I don't think she's come up a couple of times on my phone, but
are you stood up or are you sat down?
Opposite the Ivy Group com.
Are you stood up, Chris? This is really important, man. Stay with me, right? Are you stood up or are you sat down? You've got the clothes he's wearing, yeah?
No, I can't stand this.
You can't stand up, so you're sat on the floor.
I'm sat on the floor.
Beautiful. Best place for it. Have a nice rest. Is there anybody walking past you? Is there anybody there that you could pass the phone to?
No, not really.
What do you mean, not really? Is there anybody you could shout out to and get them to talk to me on the phone? Because I tell you what, Chris, I don't want you to die tonight, man. And I need to know what street you're on.
I do want to die.
I know you want to die, but I don't want you to die tonight. What I would like is I would like you to get through tonight, and then I would like to have a chat about this with you tomorrow when you've not got a load of drugs in your blood. And then we can if you want to die tomorrow, that's a different thing. I don't want you to die tonight, man, because I love you. I love you, brother, and I do not want you to die tonight. Right? I love you, man.
Sorry, Ian. I've listened to you for quite a time, but tonight it's been terrible.
Why has it been terrible? Tell me why it's been terrible. What happened tonight, brother?
I can't remember, but I think there was a bit of argy-bargy. I think she came from one of the rooms in the flat, and there was definitely no...
Have you been in a fight tonight?
No.
Chris, I need to know what street you're on, brother. I really need to know what street you're on. I need to know exactly what you can see. Are you sat on the pavement?
Yeah.
Focus, man. Focus on this. This is really, really important. If you want to kill yourself tomorrow, that's a different thing altogether. But tonight, I'm not letting you die. Right. You're sat on the pavement. Is there a road with cars on it?
There is a road. There's a few cars.
Right. Are they driving past? Come on, Chris. Are they driving past or are they just parked?
They're driving past.
Okay. All right. Stay with me, man. Whatever you do, stay with me. Stay with me, man. Right? Come on. Is there anybody walking down that street?
No, I don't think so.
Right. Can you move at all?
I struggle.
Right. And again, that's purely because of the drugs you've taken. Normally, you wouldn't have a problem moving.
No, it's not.
Can you see from where you are? Can you see any buildings that stand out?
Sorry.
Can you see the Revolution nightclub?
I'm looking at it now, but possibly.
You can see the Revolution nightclub. Is it on the same side of the road as you, or is it opposite you?
I'm looking straight at it.
You're looking straight at it. It's on the other side, and you can see, like, the front door. So if you cross the road in a straight line, you would walk to the front door, would you? Talk to me, Chris. Chris!
I do want to die, Ian.
Shut up, man. I know you want to die, brother, but I love you. And I love you. And you may want to die, but we can talk about that tomorrow. We can talk about that tomorrow. Tonight, I just want to know, if you were to stand up and walk in a straight line over the road, would you get to the entrance of the club? Are they on their way? Beautiful. All right, Chris, listen, talk to me, man. You've done all the work I need you to do for now, and that's good. I do need you to kind of... How long did they say?
They're on their way now.
Right. I do need...
Stay comfortable this
so,
week.
So, stay comfortable. Broovy. So, there was some argy-bargy in the flat, was there?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was about.
You can't remember?
I can remember. I bought an iPad for my son, and it fell out the car and crashed. So, she's going to have to stress out for.
Go on. Finish the sentence, man. Chris?
Sorry.
You all right? What happened there? We lost you for a second, man.
I just dropped the phone down.
Don't drop the phone. Did you crack the screen?
No.
Because that is almost worth dying for. That's the worst thing you can do is cracking the screen. I don't know this Revolution nightclub. Do you go there?
No, I've never been there.
You've never been in there?
No.
How old are you, man? I can't work. What are you, 27, I'm going to guess?
No, I'm nearly 60.
You're nearly 60?
Yeah, nearly 60, yeah.
Dude, you've got a young... When you say nearly 60, what are you, 59 then? And you're a white guy, yeah? You're a white guy.
Yeah, I'm a white guy.
You're a white guy. You're nearly 60. You're wearing a black jacket. You got some blue kind of tracksuit trousers on. You got some black canvas shoes on. You've got a young man's voice.
Yeah.
That's confusing me. You sound young. By the way, everyone listening at home, don't worry. Don't block up the lines. We've made the calls on this. We're all cool. Everyone listening at home, we're obviously waiting for a reason. Who's that, Chris? I can hear voices.
There's just people in the background.
People in the background. All right. Okay. So I'm confused. So there was some argy-bargy, but you don't quite remember. Where did you get all these pills from?
I'm prescribed them.
You're prescribed them. Okay, well, here's the thing. I think mirtazapine is going to make you sleep for, like, 3 days. Because that's what that drug does. It's getting noisy there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
Is it not cold there, man? It's freezing over here in London.
It did say in Greenland.
What was that, Chris? I missed it. Chris, I missed what you just said, buddy. Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, stay there, man. Stay there. Relax. Stay there. But you got to keep talking to me, man. How long you been listening to the show for?
A year, I think.
So, are you one of the people that found it because of the jungle?
No.
You knew about it before the jungle?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's something. And do you like the show? Here's the question I want to ask you. Why did you call me tonight? Why was it me that you rang?
As I said to your man on Twitch calls.
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go on.
So,
I can hear a lot of noise there. Who's talking?
It's people going to the food truck.
All right. Okay. All right. So, can you see the road? If someone was to drive past you on the road, do you think they'd see you?
We think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right then. What are you doing there? How did you end up there? Do you remember? Chris, do you remember how you got there? Chris? Come on, man. Chris! Chris! Pick up the phone. Oh, come on, man. Chris?
That's sorry, isn't it?
Did you drop the phone again?
I just took it off. I'll see you all right. And you get it.
Is that someone there with you? Chris, you're, I'm struggling to hear you, man. Is there someone there with you now? Chris, if you can hear me, just make a noise. You haven't even got to speak now. Just make a noise. Can you hear me, Chris? Give me a yes. What's going on?
Ambulance is on its way. I just wanted to add the additional information so that they know they're looking for.
Chris, can you hear me? Just say yes. Because I can talk. You haven't even got to talk. Chris, man. Chris, can you hear me?
There
you go. All right. Shall I just talk? Dude, you are... Go on. It's getting hard to understand what you're saying, Chris, but I take great comfort in the fact that you're still speaking to me, okay? That is good news. Now, I'm going to... No, I'm not. You all right? I'm going to assume you can hear me, and I'm going to keep on talking, and if at any point you want to talk... Then you start talking and I'll shut up, okay? Beautiful, man. Okay, right. So we've established that you're in Plymouth. Go on, man. Say it again. Try and say it again. Okay. So we've established you're in Plymouth. Do you live in Plymouth? Chris, do you live in Plymouth? I'm listening to see if anyone rocks up. We've called an ambulance, by the way, dear listener. Obviously, we did that. Kath went and did that very early doors in this. So please don't anyone else call on. We've done it. Let's not... Cog up their lines. I think I've only been to Plymouth twice in my life, and I don't really remember it, Chris. Is it a nice place to live? Or is it a bit of a dump? What was it? Lewis... Lewis Hamilton got into trouble today, didn't he? Calling Stevenage. What do you call it? A slum, I think? I've been to Stevenage. I mean, I don't think he was far off, if I'm completely honest.
Yeah.
Have you seen the shops in Stevenage? Are you still sat up or are you lying down? Where's this bloody ambulance? Jesus, come on. Chris... You sat up or lying down? Anyway, so Lewis Hamilton got in big trouble because he said that Stevenage was a slum. He said he was glad he escaped from the slums. Stevenage ain't the greatest place in the world. There are some bits that are a little bit scummy. But I think, Chris, that he was saying it just to appear a bit New York and a bit street and a bit cool. Because that's kind of a sort of New York thing to say, calling where you came from a slum. There's not really any slums in Britain, are there? Who's that? Is that them? Is there someone there with you, Anne? Hello? Hello? Jesus. Oh, this is awful. Chris, can you hear me? There's movement going on, so you're still alive. So that is... So that is good news. Oh, I tell you what. I'm going to talk to you about Christmas films. How about that? Yes? Let's talk about Christmas films. You know that Die Hard qualifies as a Christmas film, don't you? It's set at Christmas. It qualifies as a Christmas film. You seen Die Hard, Chris? You must have seen Die Hard. Dying Hard is probably not the appropriate thing to talk about at this time, at this phone call. I wish you'd just say one word to me, Chris, so I knew where you were. Chris, do you remember who you're on the phone to? This is Ian Lee and Kath. You've called us up on Talk Radio. Come on, Chris. It's a flipping ambulance, man. Jeez. Chris, I love you, brother. You deserve better than this, right? You deserve better than this. And whatever has happened, I promise you, it can be sorted. I guarantee that whatever has happened, it can be sorted out. Well, it might not be easy. Hello, who's that? Hello, who's that? Right. Whatever has happened, Chris, it can be sorted, brother. I promise you, man. Might not be easy, might be painful, but it is better than you doing this. Did I hear you say that you had a son? Did I hear you mention that? He can't hear us. Hello? Who's that? Chris, can you hear me, man? Hello? Hello, is there anybody there? Hello? Oh, geez, this is horrendous. Is there anybody there? Can anyone hear me? Hello, can anyone hear me? Chris, you're still alive. Thank Christ. Chris, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Yes, brother! The whole country is punching the air. We lost you for about 10 minutes, man. Did you fall asleep? Did you fall asleep, Chris? Don't fall asleep, man. That is discourteous to me. Don't fall asleep. Try and stay awake if you can. I know it's a boring. I know it's not one of the best shows we've ever done, but geez, man, try and stay awake. Oh, that's a relief. Are you cold?
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not cold. Go on, what's happening?
I'm just giving them information as and when we get it.
Okay. Are they out?
I'm having to ring London, you see, so they're passing messages on.
Hey, it's confusing. It's confusing.
But they'll be there soon, Chris.
Okay, all right. Listen, someone's going to come and help you in a minute, Chris.
Someone is going to come and help you in a minute. And then maybe you and I could have a chat tomorrow or Friday off air. And see if there's any way of just sorting stuff out a little bit. There we go. Here we go. Here we go.
I'm just going to take this off you a minute, all right?
Hello?
Hello, it's the police, yeah.
Is that the police?
Yeah, the police will be there now, all right?
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Poor man.
They've got him.
Oh, God. Well done, Kath.
Well done, you.
Right, OK, this is Talk Radio. Let's have a break.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Gosh. Well, that was a fun call. Well done, Catherine. Catherine was scuttling around. Was not. She was phoning frantically the ambulance, but you had to speak to them in London, who then had to relay it to Plymouth. Where was the ambulance? Simon was doing a blinding job. Everyone did a blinding job. Thank you. We have our fingers crossed. I've got Chris's number. I'm going to give him a call tomorrow. And see, thank you for all the kind words. I just not looked at Twitter, obviously, for 20 minutes, and then suddenly there's 500 tweets. So thank you for the kind words. Gosh, that poor bloke. I thought we'd lost him at one point. And I don't know what to say. I tell you what I do know to say. Everyone's always welcome to call us. Me and Kath ain't medically trained or we're not counsellors or anything like that. I would suggest that if ever you felt like taking an overdose was a serious option, the Samaritans are incredible. I've called the Samaritans before when I've thought about topping myself. I've called them, and it's just like squeezing a spot. It just eases the pressure enough that I come away and still feel lousy, but I don't feel like I want to kill myself. Suicide doesn't feel like the option. Phone number for the Samaritans, it's free. It's anonymous. They don't get your phone number. You can give them a fake name if you want. They cannot hang up on you unless you are overly abusive. They won't give you advice, but it's just an ear. Gosh, it's really upset me. It's just an ear, you know, it's just you can sound off to someone anonymously. The phone number for the Samaritans is 116-123. 116-123. We're going to mention it a few times tonight. They are great. They will, you can be on there for hours if you want. And they are all good, good people. My mum was a Samaritan for ages. You used to have to use a pseudonym. I don't know if you still, if you can't remember if you still do or not. They used to have to use a pseudonym in case, you know, they used, my mum would say, we had to, used to get people phoning up and masturbating to the Samaritans. Weirder. But the Samaritans are great, man. I love them. It's kind of my charity of choice at the moment because they literally saved my life. 116-123. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. I want to say, hey, go and speak to a friend. You know, go and... Some people don't have friends. Some people think that their friends won't be interested in that. Some people don't have a brother or a sister or an uncle that they can go to and say that. And sometimes... I get it, man. I really get it. Sometimes the weight of existence. Can you just take Susan's call and just check that she's all right as well? Because we've got an issue going on there as well. I get that sometimes everything gets, and I don't say heavy as in the hippie sense, life can get heavy. It can get physically heavy. You know, having to worrying about money or a divorce or a house or a kid or work or whether you've got enough milk in the fridge. And I don't say that flippantly. Sometimes the small things and big things, it can just get so heavy that you genuinely believe the only way out is to kill yourself. Or in my case, I genuinely thought a few times everyone else's life would be better if I was dead. And that's insane because I've got kids, I've got an ex-wife, I've got Catherine, I've got friends, I've got responsibilities. Nobody's life would be better if I killed myself. Of course it wouldn't. But the insanity of the weight of life, of the darkness of life can really confuse your thinking. Chris, brother, my thoughts are with you, and you are precious, you are priceless, you are valuable, and you deserve better than that. You deserve better than to die on a flipping street in Plymouth opposite the nightclub. You deserve better than that, man. Everyone deserves better than that, and I just hope that that they can turn things around, they can save your life, and that we can find a way of letting in a tiny little chink of light through whatever blanket is covering your soul. We can just get a tiny little bit of light in and let you realise that there are possibilities unknown. 116-123 is the best number to call.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
And there you go. A couple of things. Catherine and I both got thousands and thousands and thousands, literally thousands, it's not an exaggeration, of tweets from people all around the world after that phone call, and we still are a few days later on. Do you know what? If you sent a tweet and we didn't reply, I'm really sorry. There's a strong chance we didn't see it because there's just so many. It became quite a big story, this, and people around the world seem to be, and it did, it broke in America and in New Zealand and everywhere. And people seem kind of surprised at what we did. And I don't really get it because all Catherine and I did was we did our jobs as broadcasters, and we did our jobs as human beings, really, you know, human beings. There was a soul in pain, and we did what we could to try and help him. So, you know, certainly don't consider us as heroes, as chancers. The real heroes are the coppers that rock up at the end and the ambulance people that took him away. And they deal with that kind of stuff every day, loads of times. So those are the people. Once again, the Samaritans. 116-123. I should just say as well, loads of people have said, can we have an update on Chris? And the truth is, I don't know. I called him the day after twice, the evening after, off air, and his phone rang and it went to voicemail, and I left one voicemail and I sent him a text, I think yesterday or maybe today, and I'm going to send him a text on Sunday, which is the Sunday just before Christmas. And then I'm going to leave him because it's his story now and it's not my story. It's not for us. And, you know, life is like that. We don't always get the endings like we do in films. And I also don't want to put any pressure on him. I don't want him to think that he is beholden to me in any way. And I don't want to add to the stress that he's obviously going through. So, Chris, if you're listening to this, I love you, man, and you've got my number. And if you want to send me a text, you'd be very welcome to. If you don't want to send me a text, then that's absolutely fine. That's totally your decision. Thanks very much for listening. And if you're listening to this before Christmas, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. If you listen to this after Christmas, yeah, I think that's it, Catherine.
I think that'll do.
That'll do. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.